The stock market can't price in two separate ugly storm clouds, but investors should keep them in mind when deciding how to allocate their capital. Hello, I'm Steve Forbes, and this is What's Ahead, where you get the insights you need to better navigate these turbulent times. Financial markets are legendary in how quickly they absorb new information and price that into the value of financial instruments. We're all familiar, for instance, with how rapidly a missed earnings estimate can crater the stock of the affected company. But while markets are always trying to anticipate the future, they obviously can't predict it. And big events don't always have the impact on equities the way we might think. Back in 1939, for example, the total return on the S&P 500 was flat, even as Europe was skidding into the Second World War. Two unrelated clouds, each dark and dangerous in its own way, are overhead. Meanwhile, the economy is growing, albeit at a pitiful pace given our past performance, and the earnings outlook is positive. Take away the dizzy prices for those seven tech giants, and the rest of the market looks reasonably priced. The first cloud is political, and that alone guarantees more emotion than cold-blooded analysis. The way the judicial system is treating Donald Trump these days is a disgrace and sets awful precedents that could poison our body politic for years to come. The rule of law is supposed to judge cases by facts. Objectivity is supposed to trump mob rule. One case in particular stands out for making a mockery of this concept. That is the vendetta waged by New York Attorney General Letitia James and trial judge Arthur Ergoron. Their case is preposterous, as any honest legal assessment would attest. Trump gave would-be lenders assessments of the particular properties that he wanted to borrow against. Lenders came up with their own valuations. Agreements were reached. All the loans were serviced in a timely manner. The lenders said they would do the deals again. They made good money on them. But James wants to destroy or severely harm Trump's empire by saying the valuations were fraudulently high. A cowardly judge who fears his judicial career would be adversely affected if he ruled honestly goes along with the sham and imposes a preposterous fine that pulls numbers out of thin air. All know that this case will eventually be overturned. But meanwhile, Trump is supposed to come up in days with hundreds of millions of dollars in cash to post bond. Get that. You want to appeal the ruinous, dishonestly concocted fine, but first you must pay it. Again, we're setting precedents whereby ambitious prosecutors in any state can conjure up ways to go after officials, including the president. This lawlessness will eat away at and undermine our republic unless it's stopped now. The other cloud that markets can't get their arms around is the deteriorating international situation. We should have learned from the 1930s where this leads. China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea, and other bad actors are committing increasingly aggressive acts of aggression, and our responses have been pitiful. Who, for example, could have imagined a year ago that a proxy of Iran could essentially close down the essential Red Sea? So, enjoy this bull market, but keep a sharp eye on a world that seems headed for a blow-up and a political system here that appears bent on destroying itself. In other words, keep some of your investing powder dry. I'm Steve Forbes. Thanks for listening. Do send in your comments and suggestions. I look forward to being with you soon again.